late tonight as that cool front sweeps through the state. I think the chances are small. Tonight's low 63. Tomorrow, comfortable Saturday with a high 79, 80, something like that. Nice tomorrow night, low in the upper 50s. Pleasantly cool. I think Sunday's high will be around 81, but some new wrinkles in the Sunday forecast. Scattered showers, especially by afternoon and evening. In fact, I think the chances are as high as 60% by Sunday night. And then more scattered showers in the forecast on Monday and Tuesday before another cold front middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating a bank robbery. They say the Regions Bank on Coliseum Boulevard was robbed Thursday morning. They say a man went into the bank, gave the teller a note, and then ran away with money. Police say no one was hurt. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Alabama State University's Marching Hornets will soon be playing on a national stage. The marching band will play during halftime of the Atlanta Falcons versus Los Angeles Rams game on October 20th. The band director says the performance will be a first for many students who have never seen an NFL game in person. And local police officers are attending the FBI Law Enforcement Summit in Opelika this week. Some of the topics this year include cybersecurity, problem solving, and media training. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi, I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. If you're in debt to the IRS, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. That's all true. But it's also true that there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like us, the experts at Optima Tax Relief. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've resolved over $500 million in tax debt for our clients. We'll stand between you and the IRS and fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-337-4548. That's 800-337-4548. 800-337-4548.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The arrests of two associates of Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani on campaign finance violations. Two men arrested at Dulles Airport where they were about to leave the country on one-way tickets.
Tens of thousands of civilians are fleeing as Turkey escalates its invasion into Syria, targeting U.S. allies, the Kurds.
Cuba Gooding Jr. appearing in court. He's facing two misdemeanor charges, one forcible touching, the other is sex abuse in the third degree.
In China, an NBA exhibition game featuring LeBron James went on as scheduled despite nearly a week of tensions between the country and the league.
President Trump is vowing to speak to the wife of an American diplomat accused in a deadly runway crash that happened in Britain.
Simone Biles once again in a league of her own. Already considered the greatest of all time, she nabbed her fifth all-around world title.
I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, old glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life, without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance. Under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
82 degrees outside and the stock market is up 382 points. 382 points, really? Yeah, it is. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello.
How are we doing today, big guy?
Oh, I'm doing really well.
It's Friday, TGIF and all that kind of good
indeed,
stuff.
Indeed, indeed. I like getting out early on Fridays now.
Oh, man. I gotta, remember, I have to do my eye appointment, so I'll be leaving a little early.
We should be. We got
I
plenty
think
to
got
cover.
That. You got plenty to handle that. Name game.
Let's do the name game. The name for this hour, Jaysha. J-A-Y-S-H-A. So I'm assuming it's Jaysha Taylor. You need to call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win a $1,000 gift card to Dillon Rings on Brown Springs Road.
Jaysha?
Taylor.
Taylor.
Jaysha Taylor. Call 396-5477 within the hour for your
that
chance
sounds
to
like
win.
A name that's going someplace.
I agree.
I mean.
It's all in a name, you know.
I know, it really is. Going down to go pick up her $1,000 gift card if she has her name drawn on Monday. Monday? When they do that?
Yes, Monday, early Monday, they'll announce that winner for the $1,000 gift card. For all the folks who called in within the hour, it's a great, great prize. I love this name game thing. It's a little extra work for us and have to remember something, but it is worth it because it really helps out our sponsors and the folks out there listening get great prizes. This is amazing stuff.
It really is. Rick Peters put together a great deal. Iran claims that one of its oil tankers were hit by two missiles. This is a little news shorty here.
Iran says two missiles hit an Iranian tanker overnight off the coast of Saudi Arabia in a new escalation of tensions in the region. Iran's state-run news agency says the ship was sailing near the Saudi port of Jeddah. The tanker company says the crew is safe. The U.S. Navy says it's aware of the incident. The reported attack comes just weeks after drone and missile attacks on the world's largest oil processing facility in Saudi Arabia. In July, the U.S. accused Iran of attacking oil tankers near the Strait of Hormuz. Tehran denies any responsibility.
I wonder if they see where the launch of those things happened. And you know, did it maybe come off of a speedboat?
It's possible. Though I will say, they need to, and by they I mean the Trump administration, any other concerned partner, I'm a little concerned about the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. And let's just say this. This campaign in Yemen has not gone very good for the Saudis.
Yeah.
And he seems like he is a little too quick to go to the military option.
Well, he is the one that said that you shouldn't go to war with Iran.
Right.
That it would be a bad thing for the entire Middle East.
Well, that's good. Maybe he's maturing quickly.
But what would you think about the prospects of Iran shooting missiles at their own tanker?
It's possible. False flag sort of attack?
False flag attack. Over by Saudi Arabia, try to bring Saudi Arabia back into it.
Or it could be just utter incompetence on somebody's part.
Oops, I didn't mean to push that button.
You shot our own tanker, you idiot.
Take him out and drag him behind the camera.
I'm sorry, so the flags look similar.
But this sounds like it could be Iran shooting themselves, proverbially in the tanker foot. Just try to create a little mischief. I hope we can see a launch in that. That would be interesting. Okay, we've got a lot of things going on the Hill, which we'll kind of get into. The ambassador is going to be testifying. Is testifying now, and stuff's already starting to leak out, and she's accusing Trump of all sorts of things.
This is Yovanovitch, the person Trump fired.
Yeah, and this lady is clearly political. You're going to get that out of the Nunes interview that we're going to have in a little bit. But before we do that, Beto O'Rourke.
Oh.
Again?
Oh. Beto.
Beto. Beto thinks that if you're a church and you don't believe in gay marriage, that you should have your tax-exempt status taken away. I wonder if that applies to Muslim mosque also. He probably didn't think through that one too far, did he?
No.
Let's listen in.
This is from your LGBTQ plan, and here's what you write. This is a quote. Freedom of religion is a fundamental right, but it should not be used to discriminate. Do you think religious institutions like colleges, churches, charities, should they lose their tax-exempt status if they oppose same-sex marriage?
Yes.
He has this, you love me, don't you?
There can be no reward, no benefit, no tax break for anyone or any institution, any organization in America that denies the full human rights and the full civil rights of every single one of us. And so as president, we're going to make that a priority, and we are going to stop those who are infringing upon the human rights of our fellow Americans.
Congressman, thank
you. Oh, man. That is crazy. So absolutely. If you're a church and you believe in the Bible, for example, you're going to lose your tax-exempt status, which I'm not sure that they had the power to do that anyhow, but under the Johnson rule that happened a long, long time ago, which is a way to get churches to shut up. But that is crazy. That is absolutely nuts that he would even say that. And just show that these guys are so out of culture, and they just want to play to an audience that they're talking to. It's like nobody else is listening. And when he answered that with yes, he was kind of going, you like that a lot, don't you? It's crazy the way they're talking here. Absolutely nuts. Let me pull back up to my clips here.
All right.
Let's do Catherine Harris. This is about 10 o'clock this morning, about 2 hours ago.
Just about an hour ago, the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Maria Yovanovitch, arrived here on Capitol Hill. She did not take reporter questions, and she's in a secure facility behind me at this hour doing a transcribed interview. This interview is not under oath, but if she were to lie or mislead investigators, the same penalties would attach. Those who support Yovanovitch say that she's an excellent career diplomat, that she believes in process and procedure, and that she butted heads with the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, over the investigation of allegations of corruption in Ukraine. But there's another side to this story. A Texas Republican, Pete Sessions, wrote a letter last year to the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, saying that he had heard Yovanovitch had been disparaging the Trump administration in the course of her duties. Sessions issued a statement to reporters yesterday that reads, after several congressional colleagues reported to me that the current U.S. ambassador, that's Yovanovitch, to Ukraine was disparaging President Trump to others, as part of those official duties, I wrote a letter to the Secretary of State to refer this matter directly. My entire motivation for sending the letter was that I believe that political appointees should not be disparaging the president, especially while serving overseas. We also got confirmation this morning that a key witness in the Ukraine controversy, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, will give a closed-door transcribed interview next week. Sondland matters because of these text messages in late August and September, where Sondland said allegations of a quid pro quo military aid for an investigation of the Bidens were not correct and that the president had been very clear on that point. Sondland's attorney also issued a statement that reads, notwithstanding the State Department's current direction to not testify, Ambassador Sondland will honor the committee's subpoena and he looks forward to testifying on Thursday. Ambassador Sondland has at all times acted with integrity and in the interests of the United States. He has no agenda apart from answering the committee's questions fully and truthfully. And just as you mentioned at the top of the hour, we've been able to confirm that the lawyers for the whistleblower have asked the committees that they would like their client to answer questions in a written format. As you know, Bill, the Democrats have been considering some extraordinary tech, the identity of the whistleblower, obscuring their voice, masking their face. But this is sort of another step in that direction. The problem, in my experience, is that with very controversial issues, every single lawmaker wants the ability to go back. It's like being a journalist for the follow-up question, and written answers would not allow for that.
Okay, a lot of information on that one. Number one, this lady was around when the Obama administration was doing their hanky-panky and getting one guy out as the president of Ukraine and putting in the other one where we had the Victoria Nuland telephone call that was brought out by the Russians basically saying that's what they were doing. They have her on tape doing saying that they intercepted her call. This lady was a definite black hat. She is one of these career holdovers.
Yes.
That they kind of get. We had this problem with the Reagan administration because the Reagan doctrine was changing away from areas that had been before, particularly during the Carter administration. And some diplomats didn't like it. And right. They were fighting us internally.
The bureaucracy moves very slow.
George Shultz, one of the things he was brought in after he was replacing Alexander Haig, is to get that solved. And they basically went through and did a whole interview process and writings and things like that these ambassadors were doing. And we changed a bunch of ambassadors, a bunch of them. Now, we moved up a lot of career diplomats into these new ambassadorial slots, but it had to be changed, particularly when you got down to places like Central America, South America, and the Caribbean Initiative. You had to have good diplomats there because, you know, remember, Jamaica was a communist country until the 1980s when the new president was elected and the former president who was communist was basically taken out of office. News 793.1, we'll get to the whistleblower stuff right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey everyone, it's Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting live on location right now at Dillon Rings on Brown Springs Road. We are registering you guys to win a $1,000 gift card to Dillon Rings. This is part of the name game promotion. We're going to be pulling this winner on Monday morning. This is your chance to come by in person and qualify instead of having to listen to your name on the radio and call us back. You are now able to come in and qualify. All you have to do is register, and you're automatically in the drawing. We'll be here from 11:30 to 1. Dillon Rings on Brown Springs Road. All you have to do is come in and register, and you're automatically in the drawing for the name game promotion to win a Dillon Rings gift card, $1,000, on Monday morning. We'll be here until 1 o'clock. You'll see our van out front. Can't miss it. We'll see you soon.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
WACV.
And I had you to myself. I didn't want you around. Those pretty things. 272-9228. That's where we are on a Friday. Hey, a couple of reminders here. Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket drawing. We do that drawing from 2:30 to 2:40 today. And what's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. By far the best giveaway in all of Montgomery, or the River Region for that matter. And then if you're a brand new caller, first time caller, your name goes in twice. 272-9228. That's where we are. And you need to get your name in. I tell you what, this is going to be a great weekend for Sweet Creek because there is some super duper football game. LSU, Florida. I'm looking forward to that. I think Florida. Oh, yeah. May have shot us wide from Auburn's victory there. And then you have Alabama, Texas A&M. And you got some good stuff going on here. I go through on Thursday. I normally do it on Friday, but I did it last night. And I clocked in all my games I was going to watch. And I mean, there are a bunch of them. A ton of them. Let's do this. Let's do Newt Gingrich here talking about the impeachment in the Democrat clown show.
Nancy Pelosi said a day before seeing the transcript of the call with the Ukrainian president, we've got to impeach him. We've got to impeach him. So they know they can't win the 2020 election. So they're pursuing the insane impeachment witch hunt. The do-nothing Democrat extremists have gone so far left that they believe it should not be a crime to cross our border illegally, and it should be a crime to have a totally appropriate, casual, beautiful, accurate phone call with a foreign leader. I don't think so.
Well, that was President Trump last night going on the attack in Minnesota, holding his first campaign rally since House Democrats opened a formal impeachment inquiry. Let's bring in Newt Gingrich. But you saw the president last night. What do you make of his strategy to go hard, go on the attack against Democrats over impeachment?
Well, look, I don't think he has much choice. He's either got to say, oh, this is all really fair, or he's got to say they're consistently cheating. And I think it's clear from his perspective, and I would argue historically it'll be clear, that this is all crazy. I thought that Senator Sass of Nebraska captured it when he said that this is a partisan clown show, describing what the Democrats are doing. And Sasse's not a big automatic pro-Trump guy, but I think he captured how bad things are in the House, how really out of control they are. And in a way, if you look at what's happening in Ukraine, the fact is serious questions about corruption in Ukraine. It's legitimate to ask questions about that corruption, and there are a lot of questions that need to be answered. And I think the Democrats are terrified that if the president is actually able to pursue this, that in fact it will change the whole nature of our understanding of what happened over the last few years.
Did you see any of that rally, particularly the post-rally portion?
I've watched some of, yeah, both, not the whole thing.
Did you see the demonstrators?
Yes.
Man.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, very little on ABC, NBC, and CBS about that. I wonder why. And there, I mean, there were some people that, there's one black guy that knocked this guy's hat off. I thought he was going to go to fisticuffs right there. And it was absolutely amazing, those people and what they did. Let's go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
How are you today?
I'm doing fine, man. What a beautiful day.
You really? I mean, I'm digging this waking up to 64 degrees.
I like waking up at about 5:30, and that's perfect.
Yeah.
I notice mosquitoes, flies, and all that. They don't seem to cooperate with the cooler weather, so I look forward to that.
Yeah.
I tell you, I watched every minute of that, and Trump, he is electrifying, and he is... I don't think, without a doubt, if you think Bernie Sanders or Biden can bring in that many thousands of people, there's no chance in hell.
Well, it was 19,000 inside with another 6,000 outside that who didn't feel safe, and most of those dispersed when these protesters showed up.
Well, what I really got disappointed with was the mayor, the Democrat, and he took and removed a lot of the portalette about a mile from where the entrance to the Target Center was. It was on Fox. I watched it this morning. Deliberately to make them, and then they wasn't allowed to have food vendors. But in the same breath, two blocks away from the Target Center, I saw a thing on this on the on the internet, and they were cleaning up syringes, empty opioid bottles, right just two blocks from where the convention, you know, the center was. But it was never reported.
Yeah, let me tell you, my home office is in Minneapolis, and it's not far from that center. It's the tallest building in Minneapolis, IDS Towers, what it used to be called. And I talked to some people there this morning. They said, you can still see where they burn things, and they try to set fire to the outside of some buildings, and there are burn marks on these things. Could you imagine?
They're not unreal.
It's absolutely incredible. And
you know, I don't understand, Dan, is when they go in here and you take the NBA and a lot of these damn players, they justify the Chinese, but I just about be willing to bet if you go to Tiananmen Square and you did that and try to burn down one of
them. Oh, yeah, that wouldn't work.
Well, how would that pan out? So, see, they don't think they're lucky stars that they're living in the greatest country on the planet. But what's happened is these damn dems is they've abused this power. They think now that, you know, all you have to do is holler racism or impeachment. You know, that's the word of the day now is impeachment. If my boss were to terminate me, just what's there's one word they use it, you know, for all good gracious. At any rate, I just holler hell impeachment for him. You know, let's just go ahead and impeach him.
There you go.
You know, you can't do that, but I want to go ahead and get in for Sweet Creek, 617.
You got it, Eric. Got that, Joey?
Dan, y'all do a good job.
Thank you, my friend. You have a wonderful weekend.
Yes, sir.
News on 93.1. Dan Morris Show, we'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket?
Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. An out-of-control wildfire in Los Angeles has 100,000 people ordered to leave their homes. It broke out just last night and now covers more than 7 square miles. Fire Chief Ralph Terraza says when the call came in,
we went into an aggressive offensive attack while simultaneously setting up our structure of protection.
He says one man's died of cardiac arrest but didn't have any more details. At least 25 homes are damaged. The former Ukraine ambassador is giving closed-door testimony for three House committees considering President Trump's impeachment.
Marie Yovanovitch was recalled from her post in May but remains a State Department employee. Republican lawmakers have said Yovanovitch was fired for speaking negatively about President Trump. Next week, President Trump's ambassador to the European Union is expected to meet with House committees. Gordon Sondland was ordered not to appear for a planned deposition earlier this week.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your weekend forecast. Today, very warm again with a high in the upper 80s. A good bit of sunshine with clouds increasing later. There could be some spotty showers by late tonight as that cool front sweeps through the state. I think the chances are small. Tonight's low 63. Tomorrow, comfortable Saturday with a high 79, 80, something like that. Nice tomorrow night, low in the upper 50s. Pleasantly cool. I think Sunday's high will be around 81, but some new wrinkles in the Sunday forecast. Scattered showers, especially by afternoon and evening. In fact, I think the chances are as high as 60% by Sunday night. And then more scattered showers in the forecast on Monday and Tuesday before another cold front middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Some girls love to run around, love to handle everything they see. But my girl has more fun around, and you know she'd rather be with me. Me, oh my, oh my, guy is wild.
272-9228, that's where we are.
She don't lie.
Yes. The weekend's about to be here, boys and girls. I'm so excited. Let's go back to Newt Gingrich here. And he's, heard him talk about the clown show. That's another person used clown show here. He's going to be talking about impeachment began immediately after the election. Listen to some of the points that he brings up here.
Here's your opinion piece published on FoxNews.com, Mr. Speaker. Newt Gingrich writes, the resistance against Trump began the day he was elected. This is not an impeachment process. You can go back to the headlines from the morning after the president was officially elected the president of the United States and see that impeachment was already being talked about and already in the headlines.
Yeah, and it's astonishing. He's declared the winner about 2:30 in the morning, and the next day you already have 8 or 9 cities where left-wingers have organized anti-Trump rallies. By December 15th, you have a Vanity Fair article about how the impeachment process is underway. And on the very day that the president is sworn in, January 20th, 2017, the Washington Post has a story about the Democrats planning for impeachment. Mm. So Nancy Pelosi is simply carrying out what is an unconstitutional coup d'etat, an effort to use the power of the Congress to change the outcome for the American people. And it's a direct assault on the whole idea of representing the American people, and instead imposing Democratic members of Congress as the ultimate electoral college. And I think it'll backfire very badly. The president in Minnesota was in a state where Colin Peterson is a longtime Democrat. His district voted for Trump by 30 points. I think it'll be very hard for Peterson to go with Nancy Pelosi, vote for impeachment, and get reelected.
And let me tell you, I've seen some analysis on this. The big difference is going to be, look at the number of votes that happened in 2018 in the 2nd Congressional District, and then look at the number of votes that happened in 2016 in the 2nd Congressional District. And you've got about a plus 18-point number on that. So this concept that the Republicans are going to, the Dems are going to hold these 31 seats, if you're in a deep Trump area, the Trump vote is going to show up. And that's going to be the difference. It's going to be the expanded vote. They did not show up in 2018. Trump tried to motivate them to get out there, but they couldn't because some of the people that they were voting for seemed to be against the president or were kind of part of the presidential problem for Trump. And so when you really look at it, that's what caused this. This wasn't because of some brilliance of Nancy Worley or the DNC. It was because the vote was down, and it's going to be up. It's going to be up big time. 2018, in the 2nd Congressional District, which has an open seat, is going to be a big, big vote. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good, beautiful afternoon, gentlemen.
Oh, man, was this morning not unbelievable?
Oh, yes. All that cool, crisp air. It's just paradise, and we got some good weather coming up.
Tomorrow is going to be great. I think the high is like 79 or something.
That's right. It is perfect football watching weather on the deck, right?
There you go, man. My TV, we're going to be out there. Going to have the fountain going in the background. I've got the fire pit ready to go if we decide to burn some wood.
Yes. You know what? We're going to get into a good fire here the next few nights. I'm looking forward to my first fire. I have lots of customers' houses I'm going to burn.
Well, when it gets down to the 60s early enough, about 8, 9, 10 o'clock, then that's perfect fire weather.
Yes. Yes, it is. It is. And it's nothing like it. Now, you don't get anything else done whenever a fire's going because you just want to sit by the fire.
You get one thing done. You drink wine.
Yes. You just get buzzed along with the fire. May I say this? Joe Biden calling for Trump's impeachment is maybe the first time in my life I've ever heard a presidential person running for president calling for the impeachment of the standing president, which makes us extra dumb. He's already extra dumb, but it just sets the precedent for him to be called for impeachment the minute he gets sworn in. I just can't believe it. And somebody else called for impeachment before they ever got into office on the current president, or am I just missing something?
No, I've never heard that before.
Yeah, this is very, very risky. And it's a bad karma. It's going to come right back on him, man.
Let me tell you something. And the amazing thing is, you're talking about basically voting 12 months and 3 weeks from today. And, you know, they could care less about the people. They want this guy out of there, and they want to do it any way they can. But I think they're telling us they don't think they're going to win in 2020.
Oh, they're screaming bloody damn murder, and there is not one item on their agenda that anybody wants to talk about at all. At all. There's no there's no news about what their great agenda is going to be, because everybody knows it's a disaster.
Well, and the more you talk about it, the more they get scared. They are spending more time talking about what they really meant, or having people talk about what they really meant when they said socialized medicine and Medicare for all, instead of talking about Medicare for all. I mean, it's nuts. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, it's like telling somebody a snake bite's good for you. Sorry about that, Chief. one other thing, quickly. Where is Bashar Assad? President Assad. I hadn't heard his damn name for a year and a half.
Does he
not exist anymore?
He exists. He just, why be a target?
Wow, but this is all happening in his country. And I've never seen the leader of a country take a further back seat to what's going on in his country. He's non-existent in the news or anything. I haven't heard his name for a year.
You think he should be upset that Turkey, a NATO nation alliance, invaded him?
You would think he would make a statement, but Syria has been the strangest occupation and war. It's even more bizarre than Iraq because a Soviet stronghold that the Americans go in and help and the Turks take over. I'm so glad Donald Trump got out of there because even a genius like him can't figure this crap out. I think it's time to get out of the Middle East altogether. This is the most mixed up. They all live in the Old Testament. Let them keep the Old Testament in the world, in the Old Testament, which they all want to be end of days somehow. I don't know what the fascination with that is, but it's a mess that's never going to straighten out, don't you think?
Well, I think that end times is probably going to be the only thing that is going to straighten it out.
Yeah, and there ain't no end time. Sorry. God didn't create the world to destroy it. I'm sorry. I'm Catholic. I can't believe it. God's too good for that. Anybody that believes that, I'm sorry, is misdirected in their Old Testament. And
you don't believe in revelations?
No. I think that's a human creation.
Really?
And again, my disclaimer holds for Joey.
Let me ask you, were you taught that in the Catholic Church?
Yes, sir.
Really, that Revelations is a human creation, that is not an actual book of the Bible.
You did not go to Catholic school and go to catechism, so they do not talk about the end of the world at all at the Catholic Church. We're talking about the living and the life of Christ.
It's not the end of the world. It's the second coming of Christ. It's not the end of the world.
I just don't think that's a major, the Catholic Church is all about the life of Christ and treating people like that in your present day. And I just didn't get the fire and brimstone end of the world revenge thing that Protestants have. I did not even get a grip on that till after I got out of Catholic school and started hearing what other religions were doing, and I found it alarming. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
And of course, my Catholic disclaimer that I gave the other day is still in standing. So don't abuse Joey.
Okay.
I think God is too good to destroy the world.
It's not destroying it. It's man is what is destroying the world. That's who will be the destructive power.
Yeah. And the world's not going to go. Man may eliminate himself, but God's not going to kill a squirrel for what Barack Obama did, I hope. That'd be a shame, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a great weekend. I know that's tough too. I'm left-handed, born on the 13th. What the hell do you expect from me, guys? Roll Tide, go Trump. Thank you.
Have a great day. Let me go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
Good. I keep hearing, not just from you, but from all the media that really get into the dissection of which congressional districts are up for re-election at the same time as Trump, and if they vote one way. I'm curious, and I haven't heard anybody discuss, how many of them are going to be told, you're going to fall on the sword and take one for the team, and you're out of here so we can get the impeachment vote?
You're talking about among the Democrats?
Yeah. Like what we're talking about last night at the rally, you've got, congressional districts that are up for re-election in a very Trump stronghold,
right,
being voted in by Democrat. Well, how many of them are going to be told, look, you don't have a chance of winning, you're going to vote and you're out of here, just accept it? If they're looking at the bigger picture of getting rid of Trump rather than maintaining the House or the Senate.
Well, they're kind of damned if they do and damned if they don't. If they don't vote for it, then their own base is not going to support them. That is their biggest fear, particularly when they have Democrat primary opposition. They're very concerned about that. But let's say they pass that part of it, and then they get in there and they vote for, in a heavily Trump district, they vote for it. If they don't vote for it, their base is probably not going to help them then. If they do vote for it, then that's going to incite the Trump people, and they're going to take them out of office. So they're kind of damned if they do and damned if they don't.
So which way do you think would make more sense for them politically? I would say it'd be if they know they don't have a chance of one way or the other, go ahead and take the vote, get rid of Trump. And,
but
you know,
the vote doesn't get rid of Trump. That's the problem.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of a, I don't know how to look at it all. I'm just trying to figure out where the powers from the DNC are going to come down on these people.
Well, if what they say is true, that most Democrats are moderate, which I'm not sure if that's accurate as it used to be, then they would be foolish to do that. But if if we have a 1972 situation, then what they're going to do is they're going to run the train right off the track, and they're going to think they're doing something. Because this is what always happens. This is how you get into trouble politically. You think what you're doing is the right thing, and then when you do it, then the voters determine whether it's the right thing or not. And most of the time, that's an extreme position. They're wrong.
Yeah. All right. I was just curious about that angle.
Good question.
Thanks,
Ken. Have a good one. Let me go to a break so I have time for Bud. Bud, hold on, buddy. Coming back to you right after this.
Some girls love to run around, love to handle everything they see. But my girl has more fun around, and you know she'd rather be with me.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Dylan Rings and Blue Water Broadcasting.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Don't forget, callers can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket throwing. Everybody but Bud, because he won a couple of weeks ago. Never call me and tell me what he got. Or what Debbie got, I guess. I should more politely say. But if you're a first-time caller, you can get your name in twice for that giveaway. Speaking of Bud, let's go to Bud. Bud, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF, on a gorgeous day.
Good morning. Well, it's not good afternoon, I should say. It's not exactly gorgeous here. I'm heading to a town north of Detroit, and it is rainy and overcast and cold.
Yeah, you guys have got a big cold thing coming in up there. Yeah, it
where
actually
it is
freezing, I think, tonight.
Yes, where I'm going, the forecast is 34 degrees, and I just got out to get a cup of coffee wearing my flip-flops and short pants. And I figured I got to get my sweatpants back on.
You look the fool.
Yes, I did. Everybody else bundled up, and I get out of the truck, and they're looking at me like, what the heck's going on with this guy?
How far north are you? How far north into Michigan are you going?
I will be going Imlay, Michigan, which is about the middle of Michigan, about maybe 50, 60 miles north of Detroit.
Yeah, people don't realize Michigan's a huge state.
Yes, it is. I've been driving in it for a while right now, and again, other than the overcast, cloudy weather, it's so far into the season of colors up here, absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, wow. Sorry, I'm missing that.
Still doesn't compare to West Virginia, but it is definitely pretty.
Yeah, the Shenandoah Valley is something.
Absolutely. I didn't call to get into theology, but the gentleman, the former Catholic that just called, to understand Revelation, it's not the destruction of earth, it's the recreation of the new heaven and new earth to get the earth back to the way it was before sin ever entered the world.
There you go, a purging.
And that's what it's all about, because this world is so messed up. The sooner it gets recreated, the better, is all I can say.
There you go.
Got a question for you.
Sure.
Now, obviously, when 2016, I voted for Trump, but I voted for him more so in an anti-Hillary vote. Plus, I also wanted him to be able to control the Supreme Court nominees, and he's excelled in that. Him and Mitch McConnell have done wonderful jobs through that. And so that motivated many, many voters in 16. It was an anti-Hillary. What would you think is what is really driving the insanity? Obviously, they realize they cannot beat him in 2020. The economy's booming, historic unemployment. Do you think it's their fear of a multitude of things? They're afraid he would end up appointing a minimum two more Supreme Court justices. I really think the Republicans will regain the House. I think
if we have good candidates, we have to have good nominees for those positions.
Any idea with your contacts? Surely this late in the game, they've got some very good candidates in these 40 House districts.
It's just a question of which one wins. Like, for example, in Alabama, you have Troy King, you have Barry Moore, you have Jeff Coleman, who is down in South Alabama. He's in Houston County. He's somebody to watch. I'm looking forward to having him on my show. Yeah, Will Dismukes, who I'm not sure should even have put his name in the hat. But you've got to have the right person to win. And it's like our Senate race. If Roy Moore wins, that's going to be one thing. But if Bradley Byrne or John Merrill wins, that's a completely different set of circumstances.
Right. So what do you think that's really driving the hysteria on the Democrats' part?
That is a great question. And let me tell you, I wrote a piece not long ago on this for Inner Ear. Is that a group of us collaborated on it. Basically, what they're seeing is the dismantling of the Obama-Clinton era government. And they're seeing it being taken apart and proven wrong, and that another way of looking at government is better. Now, they will tell you, when they're talking about tax returns, that people are really getting hurt and unemployment really isn't at 3.5%, and people are unhappy out there. They're just painting a picture, but it's working. All of the theorems of a conservative are there in working order, and it's doing great. And let me tell you something. There's Supreme Court justice, but where he is really having an impact is in these federal judges. That he
right.
is appointed an enormous number of those, and you could actually have a changeover in the Ninth Circuit and where it's going to be almost conservative. That would be incredible.
Right. I believe approximately 40%, 35-40% are now Republican appointees in the Ninth Circuit, I believe is what they were saying.
It could be. That sounds a little high to me, but I haven't seen an actual number. But, you know, you look at the fact that we are the fracking and we're a non-export, we're an export nation for oil. We're not an import nation for oil. The business model and the stock market today was just kicking it because we're getting the China thing hopefully back in order. It won't happen tomorrow, but it's looking better than it has in a while. But you look at the tariffs and the trade deals and things like that. I mean, those things are really coming to life. What he's done with Mexico and Guatemala and El Salvador to stop immigration, which was a lifebone, the lifeblood of the Democrats in key areas, and was part of their strategy of how to take over Texas.
How many U.S. Supreme Representatives do you think that he would appoint? We know Ruth Bader Ginsburg's living on life support at this point. Do you see possibly he could appoint a total of two more during a second term?
It would have to be because somebody like Clarence Thomas has stepped down or retired. I don't see any other Dem other than RBG, you know, something dropping out or retiring.
Right. Well, let's just get there and fight the fight for another, 12 months and 3 weeks?
There you go.
You have a blessed weekend, sir.
You too, my friend. Can we fit Joe in? Joe, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hello, how are you?
Joe, I am great, and how are you today, my dear?
I am doing great. I was just listening to you talking about the districts that are up during the Trump election. You said there were 31 or 33.
There are 31 that were taken over by the Democrats that are high target areas for the Republicans. But there are actually other additional, too.
Is Alabama in one of those 31 with our Doug Jones vote? Did we fall into that?
Well, we're the number one U.S. Senate race target in the country. Number one.
Okay.
But see, I was talking congressional districts, not U.S. Senate seats, but we're literally the number one. Whoever wins the nomination for this is going to get a boatload of money from the senatorial committee.
And that's right now Byrne and Tuberville?
No, you have John Merrill, you have Bradley Byrne, you have Roy Moore, you have two other guys that are kind of, you know, I've never heard of them before type things. And so, you know, who gets the nomination, which I would think John Merrill, Bradley Byrne, or Tuberville would be the person that would get it.
Oh, wow. Do you think we're going to get this seat back?
I think if you have the right person up there, you absolutely will get the seat back.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen some, what they're called, starter polls that you're putting a nominee's name in against Doug Jones. Everybody beats Doug Jones.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just haven't heard much about it anywhere, you know.
Our primary is in March, and so you won't, until you get into the Christmas season and the 1st of January, then you are going to get so tired of hearing about it, you're going to say, no more ads, please.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you for the information. I was just curious when you started talking about that, if Alabama's included in that number.
Not in the congressional, but definitely U.S. Senate number one.
Okay, interesting. Thanks.
Thank you, Joe. Going to be back. Top of the hour break. Second hour, Dan Marr Show, coming up.
Morris Show.